This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
We've got a great chat that's coming up now, and that's with Jan Vermeulen, the editor at My Broadband. Good afternoon, Jan.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. So, Jan, today I see there are a couple of interesting topics you're going to be chatting about. And I must admit, I always enjoy listening to you. I find you just give us such insight. And I love these. I love what you tell us, particularly today. I see the first one you're going to kick with, Telegram.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for that kind introduction. I appreciate it. So, yeah, so Telegram is a messaging service that's renowned. For those who might not know it, it's a competitor to WhatsApp in simple terms. And it's really renowned for, or it has a built up a name for itself for being secure and for being a champion of user privacy, even going so far as to put stuff on its website saying that they've never disclosed a single byte of user information to a third party, including governments. And then they've got a separate section in their privacy policy stating that, you know, they would essentially update a special transparency report if they ever need to disclose a piece of user data to government agencies, because they had updated their privacy policy in 2018 to allow them to disclose a limited amount of user data. So it would be like a phone number, probably a username and an IP address in the case of credible terrorist threat. They would comply with law enforcement demands then. But it turns out, and by the way, even though Telegram is renowned for being the secure platform, a lot of that's propaganda. There's really no evidence to suggest that it's any more secure than WhatsApp or Signal. And in fact, in many respects, might be less secure than those platforms. And I'll try to explain why in a second. So the bottom line is that German news publication, well known for their reportage on privacy matters, Der Spiegel, people might remember them from the Edward Snowden days. A lot of the big Edward Snowden drops happened on Der Spiegel at the time. And they reported that, in fact, Telegram has been complying with German authorities' requests for private user data to respond to credible terrorist threats and to child abuse material on the platform. So very good reasons to comply with demands from governments for private user data, but certainly a major contradiction to the promises Telegram has made in the past. And Telegram's transparency report hasn't been updated, and it also hasn't updated that section on its website where it proudly boasts that it's given 0 bytes of user data to any government agency. Mm. And so it raises pretty important questions about just how transparent Telegram is. And once again, there's probably good reasons for this. The German government might have got a court order blocking Telegram from disclosing any of this. But yeah, it's just a reminder that things aren't always as simple as you might want them to be. In the case of the Telegram founder, who, you know, just wants to kind of be left alone and have a laissez-faire platform that anybody can say what they want when they want, and where the rubber hits the road, there, where, you know, reality meets idealism, often compromises need to be made. You know, when the German government phones you up and says, listen, we have this issue with child abuse material on your platform and would love to catch the culprits, please give us the data, then perhaps, you know, you would not be so idealistic in that situation. So yeah, an interesting story this morning out of the international press on Telegram. And I promised I would explain a little bit about why Telegram isn't necessarily more secure than WhatsApp, and why it's concerning that Telegram might be giving up user data. It's that in the case of WhatsApp, your messages are end-to-end encrypted by default. And there's a rival platform called Signal, which is the same. WhatsApp actually uses Signal's encryption mechanism. It actually paid the developer of Signal. They were called Open Whisper Systems at the time. I think they might still have the same name, but the whole company's name and stuff has changed. But they actually paid Open Whisper Systems to put the Signal encryption protocol into WhatsApp. It is widely regarded in the security community as a very good encryption mechanism. And so what that means is when you send a message on WhatsApp, it's encrypted on your device before being sent up to Facebook servers. Facebook only holds your message for as long as it needs to deliver it, and then it deletes it. In the cell phone world, that's called store and forward. And then the only other decrypted copy of that message is sent to the recipients of that message, right? So only you and the people who received your message have decrypted copies of it. WhatsApp or Facebook don't. They don't even have an encrypted copy of that message.
Wow. That's so interesting, Jan. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, and so Telegram works differently, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a trade-off. Telegram stores all your chats in the cloud. They call them cloud chats.
Yeah.
And the promises they're encrypted, but effectively Telegram holds the keys to those messages. It could theoretically decrypt them if it wants to. Mm-hmm. But Telegram has like a whole spiel on the website explaining, you know, how they secure that. They spread the keys over multiple data centers all over the world. So if a government actually wants to gain access to the data, you know, multiple governments from around the world would have to subpoena Telegram at the same time for a piece of data to secure that and so on and so forth. So they promise that they've got these mechanisms in place to protect user data, and that, you know, they pinky promise that they can't decrypt it and read it themselves. But the bottom line is that theoretically it is possible. And the only thing we can trust there is their word. There's no way for Telegram to actually demonstrate that those safety mechanisms are in place. We just have to believe them. We have to take them on their word. But the trade-off to that is what's great about that system is that you can log into Telegram from anywhere and all your chats are there. So everybody who's used WhatsApp knows WhatsApp doesn't work that way. When you switch phones, you have to back up your own messages and restore them on the other phone. Otherwise, you lose them. And so that's the trade-off is, yes, you get cloud storage. It's slightly less or it's much less secure than WhatsApp and Signal system. But with cloud storage, that offers you a level of convenience that you don't necessarily get with WhatsApp.
No, you've described that. You put it, but what concerns me, Jan, is the pinky promise and the cloud storage. But you've actually put it into perspective so well. I mean, even a simple person like myself understands now, because we've all heard these debates and never quite understood. So, yeah, thank you for clarifying that. And just the last thing, which we'll have to be really quick with, Jan, is unfortunately running out of time, but something I'm bamboozled with is this South Africans flying, obviously, to and from the UK, where they've had to pass a general knowledge quiz in Afrikaans before they can board the plane. Is this true?
What a mess. Yes, it is 100% true. We could not believe this story when it crossed our desks. So we ended up breaking this and took a lot of flack for it because everybody assumed it was fake news and that we'd fallen for some kind of hoax. But obviously we've done our homework. We tried our very best to establish that it was in fact a true story, despite the fact that we received zero assistance from our diplomatic channels. Ryanair didn't respond to our request for comment. And still we managed to pretty much establish it with a high degree of accuracy what was going on there. But yes, after we broke the story, Ryanair started giving comment to news websites and said, yes, absolutely, we're doing this thing. It's to apparently comply with the UK Immigration and Asylum Act of 1999, which requires airlines to make sure that people are traveling with the right documents, that people are properly documented before they board the plane. That's the excuse they're giving anyway. Sure. But the UK government, or specifically the High Commission here in Pretoria, has said, this is not us. This is not a UK government requirement. The Irish Foreign Affairs Department said this is not an Irish government requirement. And so Ryanair left out in the lurch there. But also, apparently, this is not a first for Ryanair. They're quite infamous for
Jan, I'm going to have to butt in, and I would love to get more on the story. It's just so bizarre. But unfortunately, Jan, we have run out of time. And Jan Vermeulen, the editor at mybroadband.co.za, thank you for tonight's chat, and have a good evening.